But again, most recently, Dan from Washington, D.C. was asking me about if I could comment on rates and rate structure for voiceover artists. It's a good question. Quite frankly, it's a very tough one. And it's one that a lot of people talk about. And I don't think there is a good, easy answer. But what I want to give you, and by the way, the answer is not, I think, for me just to say, this is what you should charge, ABC, because there are variables. And you're going to have to take those variables into account as you set your rate structure or as you negotiate your rates with clients. But these are the factors and the variables I suggest that you think about or factor into the equation. And by the way, I do have a rate sheet. I don't like to lead with that. If a client, and oftentimes a prospective client, will ask for my rate sheet. So when they do, I have one to give them. So I would suggest that you do have a rate sheet, and really that should be based on, and I just simply did research to find out what other, and I am non-union, what other non-union artists were charging so that I could be, you know, basically there in the ballpark. But most of what I do is not off the rate sheet. It is done based on the budget of the customer or based on the negotiation that I do with my customer or client. Now, let me talk about why it's so difficult to set a rate. The marketplace has changed dramatically over the past several years. And it's now not just a matter of most of the work being done at a very high level. In other words, going through agencies and large video production companies and Fortune 500 companies who are producing corporate videos, because of the proliferation and the cheapness of technology, everybody and their brother is producing media, which means that media has really been driven down the ladder to where, you know, folks like you and I mean, heck, we're recording voiceovers, you know, in our own homes now. So, you know, everybody has access to this. It's very cheap. So what you've got clients and projects and budgets that are all over the place. That's what makes it so very difficult, in my opinion, to work with a rate sheet. But let me tell you this. Here's what I always lead with. If they do not ask for my rate sheet, and oftentimes even if they do, the thing that I want to find out, my objective, is to find out if they have a budget in mind. Do they have an amount in mind for the voiceover work that they would like to have done? So I will simply ask them, do you have a budget for the voiceover on this project? And many times they'll say, yeah, we were thinking like $200 for this commercial or X number of dollars per finished minute for this training narration or whatever the case may be. And that then once you know what their hand is and what it is that they feel is fair for their project, then you can begin the negotiation process. And that negotiation may simply be, I think that sounds fair, you know, let's go for it. Or you may have something else in mind and you may have other considerations in mind, like how quickly they want it and do they need more additional production on top of the voiceover and that kind of thing. So that begins a dialogue. So again, my first question is always, what is your budget for voiceover for this project? Now, once you get into the negotiation project, here are the things that I consider, the variables, the factors that help to influence what the rate will be for a project. I want to know what the usage is. Like, in other words, the platform. Is this to be used on radio and or television? And if so, what's the size of the market? Is this going to be a YouTube video? Is this a video for a wedding? Again, just because, you know, since everybody now can produce media, it's all over the place. So how it's being used, I think, is key. In other words, it wouldn't make sense to charge the same for the local couple who's having getting married and having a wedding video produced for you to narrate that as it would be to narrate a corporate video for a Fortune 500 client. Obviously, those are two totally different things. So I want to know what the platform is and the usage of it. I also want to know how big of an audience, or an idea of how big of an audience. Again, if it's like a local media outlet, that's far different than if it's going to be on a large market radio or TV station or regional, or if it's a national commercial, which is another ball game altogether. So those are two things that I take into consideration. The other thing, and this is really big for me, and this is the volume of the work that I'm doing for this client. So in other words, if this is a brand new client, and this is a first project, I am much more likely to charge a higher rate and possibly my rate card rate than I am if this is an ongoing client. If I have clients, and I've mentioned this before, they'd send me work almost every day. And some real, I've got one client in particular that I'm shocked when a day goes by that I do not get work from them. And this is, they do training narration for a lot of different companies. Clients like that who are a regular source of work for me, I am much more willing to discount and sometimes deep discount. I'm doing a project right now for a client that is giving me hours and hours and hours, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pages of training narration. This is stretched out over a period of time. And for this particular project, we negotiated a discounted rate because when it's all said and done, I'm going to be making a lot of money off of this project. So it's much like when you go in a store. You know, a store is going to offer you oftentimes a volume discount. In other words, you know, if you buy one item, perhaps it costs $1.25. But if you buy 10 of those items, it's only going to be $10, which reduces the per unit rate to $1 per unit. So I hope that makes sense. So if you've got somebody, again, who is willing to offer you ongoing work, well, that's a little bit different. Now, also, let me tell you this, just as a warning up front, I have on many, many occasions been told by somebody, yeah, I'm going to be providing you with regular work. People that I rarely ever hear from again, if ever again. So sometimes a prospective client, and I'm not a distrusting kind of person, but I just want to say up front, a lot of times people will tell you that, and perhaps it is their intent, but rarely does it work out, or I'll say occasionally it works out where it actually ends up being as regular as what the client says that it will be. So you might want to save those deeper discounts for later on in the relationship when they've proven that they are going to be a regular and a loyal client. And quite honestly, my business is built, the backbone of what I do is built with regular, ongoing work. So again, I hope that's helpful. You know, how is it being used? What's the platform? How many people is it reaching? And maybe even more importantly, what kind of volume is that client giving you? Is this a one-off project, or are they giving you work on a weekly, a monthly, or a quarterly type basis that it would warrant having a deeper discount? And here's one other thing that I often use when somebody approaches me and say, "Hey, can you do this? But I really don't have much of a budget for this. This is what I can offer." If it's a project that I'm interested in doing, here's what I will tell them. Oftentimes, is that yes, I can do it for that rate, but what I need from you is some flexibility. So in other words, I'm willing to give you the rate if you're willing to give me a little more leeway. Oftentimes, and this is another truism of the business, at least it's been in my experience, the lower the budget on projects, typically the more difficult the projects. In other words, they're typically not written as well. There are more mistakes. There are more times that the client will come back and want you to change things after the fact, and the faster they want it. So it's like the less they pay, oftentimes, the more demanding the project is. And normally, the really great, great, great paying projects are really easy. You know, we sit down, we do it, we knock it off, they're happy, and boom, it's all done, you know, and they send you, and they very quickly send you a nice big check for the project. But anyhow, if somebody's trying to really negotiate a really low rate, if you are inclined to take it, I would ask for more flexibility and say, you know what, I can't get that to you today. Maybe I can't get you, tomorrow. But if you can wait till later this week or early next week or whatever the case may be, I will be willing to work with you on the rate or on the budget that you have. So just a few variables, a few things to hopefully help you as you negotiate your rates in the voiceover business. Hey, thanks again, as always, for checking out these videos. And if you haven't told all of your other voiceover friends about them, if you find them helpful, I would encourage you to share them with other friends. And if you have comments, questions, suggestions, I would love to hear from you at voiceoverexpert@gmail.com. And of course, frequently visit voice-over-training.org. Hey, all the best to you and your voiceover business, and I look forward to talking to you again soon.